Hello, this is Dean Dowger of Dowger Research, and I'd like to speak to you today about semi-classical modeling of multiparticle quantum systems using high-performance clustering and visualization on the Macintosh. This is a poster being presented at the Worldwide Developers Conference in San Francisco, California, being put on by Apple Computer. This work was also authored by Victor Desik and John Tong of the UCLA Plasma Physics Group. The objective of our research was to model multiparticle quantum systems, or other multiparticle systems where quantum effects becomes important. The theoretical approach was based on Feynman path integrals, where you are modeling a quantum mechanical particle by splitting it up into an exploration of all possible paths and summing all the contributions from all those possible paths. Well, the semi-classical method gives you a way of simplifying all these many possible paths into just the classical paths, essentially a judicious polling or judicious sampling of all possible paths. You still have a very large number of paths to be able to sample, but it's something that is more manageable and something more realistic that we can do. But it just so happens that as part of the UCLA Plasma Physics Group, we had codes that already traced many, many classical paths through space for the purposes of modeling many large plasma systems. In the course of the development of this quantum code, we used a number of technologies available on the Macintosh platform, starting with the Fortran compilers, in this case the Absoft Fortran compiler, and then later on IBM's XLF Fortran compiler. But to be able to visualize and understand more about the output of this code, we also used some of the other libraries built into the Mac OS, particularly QuickDraw and the various color manager, palette manager routines, to be able to visualize and draw the quantum output, that is complex data, real and imaginary data coming out of the quantum code. This involved drawing the magnitude of the wave function as light intensity, while drawing the phase of the wave function as hue. Since both phase and hue are cyclic, this seemed like an appropriate mapping to be able to visualize the quantum wave function data coming out of our codes. So this became an excellent way to be able to understand both the position and momentum components of the wave function and understand this for many possible quantum particles. But along the way, one of the ideas that our group came up with was to also make the quantum wave function data audible, that is to sonify the data. And so this sonification process allowed us to actually listen to our wave functions and to understand more about the quantum effects as well as debugging the code. In fact, along the way during the research, I found that there was an energy loss in the quantum wave function, and I couldn't quite figure out where the problem was. And so later on, when I sonified the data, when I listened to my quantum wave functions, I was able to tell that the high frequency parts of the sound were disappearing or being attenuated over time as the code simulated the quantum wave function. And so that told me that the high momentum parts of the wave function were disappearing, which told me what part of the code to look at. And later on, we had a revised algorithm that completely eliminated this energy loss problem. So basically, I was able to debug my code by listening to my quantum wave functions. One of the other issues that we had when modeling these large quantum problems was simply the computation time that it was taking. And so we had experience running our codes on the large supercomputers of the day, but we wanted to run it on our Macs instead. And so in 1998, we built a way to be able to support the message passing interface, MPI, a supercomputing industry standard API to be able to communicate between nodes in the cluster or a supercomputer. And so we had a way of supporting MPI on a Mac, and so therefore we could run the same codes that we ran on the supercomputers on the Mac instead. And so we invented the first Mac cluster. This was definitely an example of how necessity was the mother of invention. Today, the current incarnation of our Mac clustering solution is the Pooch application, which serves as the user interface to the cluster, and Mac MPI, which serves as the programming interface from the code to the cluster. Later on in the development of this multiparticle quantum code, we were able to produce a two-dimensional version, and so our pursuits now is to produce a three-dimensional version of the multiparticle quantum code. So I wanted to thank you very much for listening to this podcast. I'm looking forward to seeing you at WWDC. I wanted to let you know that this work was produced in collaboration between Dadger Research and UCLA Plasma Physics Group, and much of the basic research done in this work was supported by Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory and the National Science Foundation. So I wanted to thank them very much for the support. And I wanted to thank you very much for listening to this podcast. And I hope to see you in San Francisco. Thanks a lot.